Okay, so the specialist conference paper. So what you're required to do, and this is all in the handbook, you can look at it in the handbook. It's a conference paper, and the idea is that you discuss a key issue of teaching and learning within your specialist area. And interestingly, what came out in that round was, for a lot of us, it's the love of teaching rather than the love of the specialism, which is really interesting. It's about the pedagogy, it's about the processes and the people, relationships, all that kind of thing. So if you feel that specialism isn't as important to you, don't feel too tied down by that. If you want to do something a bit more general about education, about something that you might do in a drama class or a construction class, you can do that too. But it's got to be about teaching and learning. I know that sounds obvious, but it's got to be about your actual teaching practice. First step is to write a proposal, which is, as I said at the start, just a very brief outline, and I've got a template for that I'll give you in a minute, with some boxes to fill in, just what you're intending to do. Write the paper, and then 3rd of April next year, what we're going to do is come together and present our papers. Say our, I don't mean mine.
Is it just us?
What used to happen over the years is, yes, it has just been us, but in-service students go to Huddersfield and they have a big conference experience, they have speakers and they have a proper full-day conference with people from across all the consortium of colleges, and it's irked me for a while that pre-service don't have the same experience. A lot of pre-service students would say, keep that experience, thank you very much, but I think, you know, there's such lovely, and every year it happens, wonderful thinking and writing that needs to be shared, really. So what I've decided to do, I did it last year, worked really well. We went up to Northern College, where I also work the other half of the week. I've got Cert Ed PGCE students up there too. We got together with them and we presented the work to them, which was a nice, you couldn't get a more welcoming, friendly space. If anyone hasn't been to Northern College, you're welcome up there anytime just to have a look around. But the course is the same, Cert Ed PGCE course. The students there tend to come from a more community, voluntary sector, prison sector, that kind of background, in more informal education. So we'll present the papers with them in a very small group. There's probably 20 students, but you wouldn't do it in front of all of them. We'll break you into sort of small groups and things like that. What they've done at Huddersfield over the last few years, they have offered you a conference day of workshops, which was in May last year. I don't know the date yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I do. And that's just a chance to go and attend some workshops, CPD really, at the end of the course. So last year they had a really nice full day, different speakers coming in, different subject areas. There were things on behaviour management, QTLS, they normally talk a bit about QTLS, and just do a series of workshops really. You don't input anything there, you just go along to listen and just to sit in on the workshops at Huddersfield. I'm not sure about the date, as I say, but it's normally at the back end of the year.
That conference is the end of everything, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought it was like, find out what kind of thing we'd be doing in our conference.
It's just an end of celebratory, what happens next, here's some CPD kind of event. Yeah, it's a really good day. In terms of the sort of practicalities, they're not massively long pieces. Cert Ed 1,500 to 2,000 words, 2,000 to 2,500 if you're PGCE.
I'm glad I did a degree.
No, it's only 500 words. I said 5,000.
What?
So the dates are on there. I've put the presentation on Yammer so you can get these in your diary. But outline proposal, 28th of November. Encourage you to do a draft. You don't have to, but it's always a good idea for a formative assessment to put a draft in. And the final paper is due on the 6th of March, which gives us a few weeks before we go to Northern College to present it. I mark it, so it comes to me, and it goes in your file at the end of the year as well. Okay, so far? Yeah. In terms of the delivery of the paper, what we did last year is we worked in sort of fairly small groups. I sort of worked out what your paper was on and then sort of got people there who were interested in the same topic. And you'll have a 13-minute slot for your paper, 15 minutes for you to just present, a few minutes for questions and discussion, a bit of peer feedback, and a few minutes at the end just for turnaround time. At Northern College, we work very much in a thinking environment, and you'll get used to me sort of doing things like that with you over the course of this year, but it's stuff like thinking rounds like we've just done here. There's a very strong emphasis on equality of participation, all of that sort of thing. There's no sort of element of competition or anything like that, so it's a lovely, really welcoming atmosphere and very constructive, affirmative discussion when you've done your paper.
Is your presentation like a PowerPoint?
Yeah, people tend to do a PowerPoint.
And then you'd like simplify it.
Yeah,
and
it's a summary, yeah, an overview of what you found out, the key points. PowerPoint tends to be what people do. You don't have to do that at all. You could just talk, or you could do Prezi if you've had a go at Prezi, or a poster, however
so
you want
to present. Use that Spark stuff, then I could.
Spark would be lovely.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be a good thing to try,
so just,
actually.
Downloaded it.
Yeah, yeah. Be creative with that if you want to, you know, totally up to you how you put that across, but
yeah.
You don't get very long, only 15 minutes to present that.
Is it the sort of way it goes, would you do your presentation first and then the discussion and stuff afterwards?
Yeah. And normally, certainly last year, there were lots of interest, lots of conversation happening afterwards. Northern College, who's been up there? I know quite a few of you have. Yeah, Karen knows it. It's Wentworth Castle, which is Birdwell, not a couple of miles from here, up on the hill. It's a really beautiful place anyway. So what we try and do is get people outside as well during the day. So we'll get outside a bit and do a bit of walking around. There's a nice refectory where we can get lunch and things like that. So we'll make it a really pleasant day.
Is it a Monday?
I think it is, yeah. If the day is a real deal breaker, it had to be a Monday because that's when the classes are in there, and you absolutely cannot get to it, you'll just have to do it with us instead. So that's just something to think about. I mean, it's a good few months off, so yeah, it is a Monday. A few topic ideas. These are things that people did last year, and as I say, it's quite flexible in terms of what you want to focus on. The top one was an in-service student who teaches motor vehicle down at STEM, and he was really interested in the sort of ethical values base around what he was teaching. So he was doing all the sort of delivery, you know, the actual stuff in the syllabus that he had to do. But what he realised was he was also doing a lot of values work, because the group was mainly a group of young men, maybe sort of just starting to drive, getting the first cars, that kind of thing. And he thought it was really important to just talk a little bit about the sort of ethics around that, you know, about being safe on the roads, all of that sort of stuff. And he used the VW, there was a scandal, I think, was it around emissions or something like that, that was happening in the press at the time. So he was really interested about how he could use current affairs to try and get students thinking a little bit differently and questioning what they saw in the motor vehicle industry, which was quite a transformative thing to be thinking about, and he's used that in his teaching as well. Just to say, it's not a research project, so you don't have to be thinking about research methodology, you know, I'm going to do a quantitative study and survey a group of people and then get evidence. It's not that. If you're doing something that's real and it's happening, you can use that as part of the paper, but it's more exploring theory and relating that to what you're doing. It's not actually active research.
Is it kind
that
of
makes sense.
Researching a little bit, but like presenting a topic that you've researched in order to provoke a discussion?
It's
that's
that.
Mainly it.
Yeah, exactly that. I've got some papers that, when we next talk about this, I'll share some papers that people have done before so you can see kind of how it works. The second one was a student of mine at Northern who was working for Job Centre Plus work programme. So basically it was people who've been right the way through the work programme, come out the other end and they still haven't got a job, and the Job Centre sends them on mandatory training